Hi everyone. My name is Hiboloya. I am so sorry that Mo couldn't be here today. He had some stuff to take care of, but he will be sending a message at the next meeting, so hopefully you guys will get to hear from him then. I'm just gonna go ahead and get started. So the first thing we have on our agenda is elections. So as some of y'all might know, and for those of you who don't know, we still have two positions open on our executive council. We still have the position of Vice President Outreach and Communications, as well as Vice President of Administration open. If you would like to know more about these roles and what the responsibilities would include, please feel free to reference our constitution or email us at sga@uhcl.edu with any of your questions, and we'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. Elections are officially opening up tomorrow, and they will be open for 30 days. They're open to the entire student body, so I really, really recommend you guys applying. And if you can't apply yourself because of your workload or whatever, please be sure to spread the word so we can get as many applicants as possible and hopefully have a full team so we can serve you as best as possible. And then besides that, there's just one announcement from Ms. Debbie Carpenter. Is she here?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
And thank you for letting me come to your SGA meeting this morning. What I would like to announce today is that we do have a bookstore advisory committee, and we are looking for student representatives on that committee. And so I just wanted to come to SGA, try to see if there's anybody here that attends SGA or knows of anybody that would be interested in it. Our next meeting is going to be next week, Tuesday, June 16th. It's going to be held through a Zoom meeting, and it will be from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And some of the topics that we are going to talk about next week is the bookstore renovation. We are going to get that done this summer. It's proposed that it will start here this month into July, and then before the school year starts, we will have that complete. One of the big things that is going to be changed is that the front door, how it's kind of off center, goes to the right. It will be in the center. The registers will be moved over to the right hand side. And then there's going to be all new graphics, flooring, painting, fixtures. So it's going to be a total refresh of that facility. But also we talk about, how the bookstore can help students getting their books, the financial aid, those type of things. So if anyone is interested, please email me, and I'd be glad to send you that Zoom link, and you can attend that meeting next week.
All right,
so anybody have any questions? Okay. Thank you. And if you do think of something, like I say, just please email me. Be glad to let you know about this committee that's coming up. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And lastly, we have open forums, quite a short meeting. I can't really see the chat, so. Oh, there we go. Oh, I meant applications, not elections. Applications are open for the positions. Does anybody have any questions or comments or concerns? Feel free to drop them in the chat box.
Just wanted to, hi everybody, it's Sabrina here. Just wanted to let y'all know a couple of things that are happening within the Office of Student Involvement and Leadership. I will let the other members of the OSL office kind of talk about their specific programs, but next Friday specifically, we're having a leadership check-in. So any student leaders who are on this call or anybody who feels that they are a leader or wants to be a leader on campus, come on out and check in through the leadership check-in. We're going to talk about leadership characteristics, qualities, leading through crisis, all of that, and just kind of checking in and see how y'all are doing. And then for those of you who are on the call who did come to the community dialogue, we just want to thank everybody for their feedback that they provided for that, and continue to check your emails because more information regarding that may be coming forward.
Hello, everyone. Dylan here, coordinator for student orgs and activities. So tomorrow we have something fun coming up. Tomorrow at 6 p.m., our office will be hosting the Shake Your Tail Feather dance party via Zoom. So if you're interested in coming out and dancing on your computer, you can find that information on Get Involved and register there as well.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dylan.
Hey, everyone. If you probably heard me talking to HIPAA a minute ago about this, but I just want to do a quick reminder that the last day to register to vote is June 15th to vote in the July 14th election. So that just means that your registration has to be postmarked because we're not doing in-person registrations. You just have to mail it in yourself. The websites that you can fill it out online and print it yourself are, I would recommend rockthevote.org or turbovote.org. I like both of those websites. They have a lot of valuable information, and I think both of them allow you to sign up for updates regarding all elections and anything involving like voting and registration and important updates that you might want to know. I also want to put out there that if you are looking for service hours, I do have organizations who are reaching out to me looking for some volunteers and stuff. So if you're looking for a way to get some service hours, or even if you just want to do it online, we do still have those opportunities. So reach out to serve@uhcl.edu for more information on those opportunities.
Thank you, Mary. Anybody else have anything to say? Going once, going twice. All right. I guess that concludes our meeting. It's quite a short meeting. The quote of the day today is, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere," by Martin Luther King. That's it. Meeting adjourned.